Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it, and now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Everybody, hallelujah. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil on this Monday afternoon. I am so sorry that Pastor Keeping It Real could not be here tonight, amen, but I am stepping in his place, amen. You are on your fix at six, amen. We bless and praise God for this afternoon. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his grace, amen, hallelujah. With that being said, y'all know how we do. Praise God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us go before the throne of God, amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name, God. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The Father God, as we come, God, this afternoon, Father God, hallelujah, God, we ask that you bless the pastor, God. Bless Pastor Matthew McNeil, God. Hallelujah, God. As he's working hard, Father God, I ask that you strengthen his bones, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and bless them, God, in a special way. So, Father God, as we come today, Lord God, I come, God, asking that you bless your people, God, all around the world under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, God, even now, God, that you are moved by your Holy Spirit on this afternoon. Use me for your glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. As I step aside, let the Holy Spirit have his way on today. Speak that which you want to speak, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we open up our hearts to the word, Father God, we ask, Father God, that you will increase us, God. Increase our faith, oh God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, strengthen us on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We praise you. We glorify you and we lift you up. These things we pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. On this afternoon, amen, I want to do a little teaching. I haven't done a little teaching in a while. Praise God. And I just feel the teaching anointing on this afternoon. Praise God. And you know, even why I'm glad I am coming on this afternoon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we've been talking about on the morning hour at 6 a.m. about going to the courtroom of heaven. Amen. Praise God. And understanding what we are doing. And hallelujah. We know that God do answer prayers. Amen. Praise God. But I want to show you in another way. Amen. Praise God. That we can go before God and hallelujah and go before God expecting and believing and trusting him, that he's going to move in a supernatural way. Amen. So with that being said, hallelujah, why go to a heavenly court? Why? You know, sometimes, amen, have you been praying for years on a matter without seeing circumstances change? Have you been robbed of something, glory to your name, and you don't seem to be experiencing justice? Praise God. Hallelujah. Then maybe it is time, glory to God, for us to look into having your case heard in the courtroom of heaven. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God because we know that God is a good God. And hallelujah. And he studied teaching us. Amen. Praise God. And it is not something to be done lightly, but with due diligence and prayer. What is written, amen, hallelujah, in the Bible, glory to God, is sometimes even in prayer, amen, praise God, we come, amen, and we don't want to go to God with repetitious prayers. We don't want to go for the same old thing, amen, praise God. We want to go, amen, praise God, to God in a supernatural way, believing and trusting in him. Who do we come before? We come before our Father in heaven, has many roles. We approach him differently as to which role he is fulfilling at that particular moment. When God is in the court as our judge, I want you to hear me, in the court as our judge, he's there, amen. We know that he is there. I always kid to people, amen, that my faith is in the heavenlies before the Father. But I was jokingly playing about this, but in reality, I didn't realize, amen, that I had access into that place in a supernatural way, glory to God, above my understanding. Let me say it that way, above my understanding. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. So here, our role fulfilling at the particular moment when God is in the courtroom as our judge, we come come before him in awe. Yes, we come before him because he is God. He is supreme. He is holy. He is just. He is the one, amen, praise God, that we supposed to come to, amen, praise God, with thanksgiving and praise. Amen. We come to him in awe. And see, that's what we're missing, hallelujah, sometimes, amen, praise God, because we're so used to just throwing up a prayer and just leaving it there, praise God. But we come in awe. The truth is that God judges out of love. He is a God of love. Petition the courts of heaven. Oh, Holy Ghost, have your way. The Holy Spirit may specifically invite us to bring a particular matter to the courts of heaven. This may come as an impression or arise out of realizing that we need something settled. What do you need settled today, praise God? I know that, praise God, I have many petitions before the Lord, but before I come to God, I come to him in awe, knowing that who he is and knowing that the Holy Spirit is going to work on my behalf. We simply find ourselves brought to the courts of heaven. Hallelujah. Whether it be vision, glory to God. Faith is the currency for court of heaven. We have to have faith in order to know that we have entered into a place, glory to God, that God is blessing, glory to God. We thank the Lord, amen, for what he is doing. Glory to God. It's a little teaching tonight, praise God. It's a little going before God and knowing that who he is. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you which matter are to be brought to the courts of heaven. See, we have to know that what am I going to bring to God today? What do I need God to do in my life? Glory to God. When and with whom? He is our, glory to God, who intercedes on our behalf. He is our advocate in the courts. We come to seek and to intervention of God as our judge. He is our judge. He is the one, amen, to stand, hallelujah, before us. And we know that his son Jesus make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Yes, he's interceding, but we're looking at God as our judge today. He will determine present circumstances and answer to our prayers under the governmental system of heaven. See, we got to understand, glory to God, where we stand in God. There is a difference between a prayer and a petition. Do we have a prayer or do we have a petition? Prayer covers all aspects of request. A petition is defined as a formal written request to the court requesting judicial action on a certain matter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Petition and prayer is legal presentation before the judge. What are we bringing to God? Am I praying before him or I'm bringing a prayer petition? There is a difference. Amen, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Excuse me. In prayer, we go before the judge requesting a verdict from heaven's court. The Bible says, and it makes it clear to us, that make your petition specific by action. In what area are you seeking justice? What results are you specifically seeking? On what basis is there legal precedent through God's word? What adversary is preventing you from receiving justice? Come on, somebody. Whom are you seeking justice for? That's just like me making petition for somebody, praise God, because now I become an intercessor before God. I become an intercessor for that person I am praying for, praise God. I have their prayer petition written out, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. What do they need? They need a healing. Glory to God. But I have to make it detailed to let God know what area or what place that they need that healing. feel it at, praise God. So that's a petition before God. Intercession. Intercession, representing others in the court of heaven. A high priest is one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews 7, 24 and 26. Can I teach today, praise God? We all have direct access to the Holy Spirit who lives to intercede for us in the courts of heaven. The Holy Spirit seeks those on earth who will stand before God on the behalf of others. Ah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Now we find, praise God, that most of the people right now, praise God, are going to God just for themselves. They're not praying for nobody else. God, I need this. God, I need that. But do you not know, praise God, if you start praying and interceding, put a petition before God for others, when you are doing that, God is blessing you even greater, because now you forgot about what you was going through, and now you are praying to God and petitioning God for the people of God, whoever it may be, global style. It could be a child. Come on, somebody. It could be a husband. It could be a wife, praise God. It could be somebody that asks you to pray for them. And you don't say, Lord, global style, because we gotten to the point now, praise God, and we tell people, I'll pray for you. Don't worry about it. Then we forget to pray for them, praise God. But we are called to intercede before God. We are coming to the courtroom of heaven, amen, praise God, to make petition for somebody else. My God, I give you glory. Isn't that good, people of God? Hallelujah. We come because, hallelujah, that we need God to move in areas. So we stand before God on behalf of others to discern, identify, and bring the legal accusation of the enemy under the blood of Christ and invite his rule in the region and the nation. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, we want to put those things under the blood of Jesus. You are a lawyer in heaven. I want to talk to us today. Glory to God. This is going to cause you to make up us. It's just is going to cause you to pray harder. This is going to cause you to go before God in a different kind of way, because now you have to look at yourself as a different person. I'm not just coming because I'm Carolyn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are a lawyer. Just put it like this. You are a lawyer in heaven's sight. Glory to God. Glory to God. The word intercessor is actually another word for this profession. The Holy Spirit is the greater intercessor ever. Glory to his name. Don't you love the Lord? Amen. Praise God. Don't you love God? Amen. Praise God. Because when the intercessor comes forward, amen. Praise God. He lives. He lives in you. He intercedes through you and groanings too deep for words. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. So when we begin to intercede for others, amen. Praise God, with groanings cannot be uttered, because that's what the word of God tells us. Sometimes we don't know what to pray for as we are, but he that make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit knows what to pray. It's not us that know right out of Messiah. It is the Holy Spirit that reveals to us, give us discernment to know what to pray, drops it in our spirit, praise God. Some of you, praise God, are prophetic intercessors, amen, praise God. Praise God, because when you start praying, amen, the Holy Spirit gives you what to pray. And then you become in a realm of the prophetic. Glory to God. Why? Because now you're dependent on the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, as you pray, amen. We don't want to pray soulish prayers. We want to pray the prayers, amen, praise God, because we know that, glory to God, that prayer changes things, amen, praise God. So now I label, glory to God, as the heavenly showed me, that you are a lawyer when you come to God. But you have to come to him in a certain kind of way. You just can't come to him any kind of way, praise God. Let me make you laugh, praise God. I used to tell the church, when they get up, I say, come on, y'all, now we're going to pray, praise God. We're going to get up early in the morning, and we're going to get up at 5 o'clock, and we're going to pray. But I tell them, praise God, don't get up with your breath smelling bad, praise God. Don't get up looking all kinds of ways. When you go before God, you make yourself presentable. Glory to God, glory to God. What do you think about your God? Don't you love your God? Praise God. And he's taking notice of what you and how you're coming to him. Praise God. That's Holy Spirit. So when we go before God, amen, we have to come the right way. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. As a lawyer, you are called to organize your case. You are called to organize your case and present your case before his throne. That's what a lawyer does. Come on, somebody. At that invitation of the judge, Father, through the precious blood of Jesus, your vindication has already been secured. You got to understand, people of God, yes, Holy Spirit. As I am learning, you are learning, praise God. It's a good thing that we learn daily. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't shun learning. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I've been praying, glory to God, for years. Praise God. But God has always given us something new of how to come before him. He's given us new energy. He's given us a new strategy. Praise God. He's showing us, praise God, how can I change what I'm going through? Hallelujah. I've been going through this for years. How can I come to you, God, in a different kind of way that I get results? Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what to do in the courtrooms of heaven. Anybody taking notes today? My God, I give you glory. When we enter the courtroom of on earth, there are certain requirements. Come on, somebody. Express, honor, and maintain atmosphere and respect, order, security, and we are responsible to engage in protocol. There's a protocol, amen, when you come into a regular courtroom. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know how we do. Praise God. We get dressed. We get dressed appropriately. Hallelujah. We are prepared and ready. We stand in respect when the judge enters and leaves. We are required to bow to the magistrate or judge. We sit and be silent until we have permission to speak. All y'all, glory to God, glory to God. You address the judge honorably as your honor. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. We direct all remarks to the bench, not to the opposition. Come on. We are uncompromisingly ethical. We ask for a verdict ruling in our favor. When I pray, I said, Lord, glory to God. If it be thy will, glory to God, sealed under the blood of Jesus. Lord, what is the verdict? You wait for the verdict. Glory to God. You want to get closer to God? Praise God. Ask God, what is the verdict of what I pray for? God, are you going to answer me? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is the ruling of what I put before you? I have been interceding, glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So, God, what is going on? Why are my prayers are not being answered? Why are they delayed, God? What is going on, God? How am I saying? Like a courtroom on earth. Come on. We follow the above requirements, the same in the courtroom of heaven. Ask Jesus to deal with anything ungodly in you before you enter. And that's the thing. God, forgive me for my sins, anything I might have done that was not pleasing in thy sight. And then sometimes we even know what we done did, praise God. So why don't we express that to God? Let him know, praise God. God, I was angry yesterday, God. God, I was angry when I got up, God. I ask that you fix it before I come to you, Father God. See, I want my prayers to be answered, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I don't want nothing blocking, Lord God. I don't want to hold no bitterness in my heart, oh God. I want you to answer me, Father. Come on, Holy Ghost. So here, ask Jesus to deal with anything ungodly before you enter. We enter God's courtroom where he sits in judgment to hear and respond to our prayer. When we step into God's courtroom, we bow in deep awe and reverence before the holy righteous of God. And see, we done got to the place, we just come before him any kind of way. My God, I give you glory. See, you know, I've been praying, and I've been praying, praise God, and we don't even exalt God. We don't say nothing no more. We don't even come before him with thanksgiving. We don't come before him with praise. And that's what he said. Enter into his courtroom with praise and thanksgiving. And we don't even do that. We sit there on a lump on the log, praise God. We don't say nothing. We just let everybody else pray for us. We don't give them no glory, praise God. We don't do nothing. We don't lift our hands up, praise God. Or if I'm talking to somebody, praise God, you might hang up on me today. That's okay, praise God. But I want to tell you the truth. I want you to get your prayers answered. I want God to move in your life, praise God. I want God to bless you in abundance, amen. That is the desire of my heart. Praise God, that God answers the prayers of his people when they make intercession, when they come before God with petition. Hallelujah. I want God to do a mighty thing in your life, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. We enter God's courtroom where he sits in judgment. And when we step into God's courtroom, we bow, y'all. Hallelujah. We are silent until we have permission to speak. You know, sometimes when you go to God, praise God, you don't know what to say before the Lord sometimes. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to be quiet before God. And then all of a sudden, he'll give you unction to speak, praise God. It might be your tongue. It might be saying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you, God. Lord, I glorify you, God. Lord, I lift you up, Father, in the name of Jesus. It might be one of those. But he has not given you the option. Sometimes you just be still before the presence of the Lord and let the Lord anoint you to pray. Yes, Holy Spirit, because we don't know what to pray. Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit will step in at the appointed time. Hallelujah. And answer that prayer. So here, hallelujah. In Isaiah 43:26, it says, let us argue the matter together. State the case for your innocence. Let us come, God, before you. Let us argue together. Let us talk about this situation, Lord God. You see my situation, Father God. Come on, let us reason together today, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your judge is the Ancient of Days, because many of the justice issues we face personally and regionally are generational. They're generational. They are the byproduct of misguided choices from previous generations most of the time. As the Ancient of Days, God sees all days and can render judgment to deliver you from the encroachment of your generation and bondage. Sometimes, praise God, we don't know, praise praise God, what our forefathers have done. We have no idea, praise God. I've gotten to the point, praise God, before I go before God, I begin to say, Lord, forgive the generation before me, God. Forgive my forefathers, Lord God, from the third and fourth generation, God. Hallelujah, God. Go back to the gravesite, God. Because we don't know, praise God, what we got engrafted in, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So we ask God to release us from all their bondage. Amen. Forgive them for what they do. They know not what they did, Father. Hallelujah. God will reveal your case when the court sits, the book or scroll are open. God will reveal your petition in light of your past. Come on, somebody. See, we got to get to the point where we know that God is going to talk to us. While we are in prayer, we do a lot of praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But do we do a lot of listening? Hallelujah. Or do we get up too fast? He said, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes we got to wait a while, praise God. Let him speak back. We done talk to him, praise God, for a whole hour, 2 hours, and lifted up our voices to God, tell him about everybody else, praise God, and still didn't tell about our own self, praise God. How about sequoyabasan? I'm gonna make you laugh right there, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We done said everything. As soon as we finish spilling our beans, come on, somebody, we just get up and go with our day. But we didn't sit to listen to what he had to say, praise God. So if we begin to exercise our faith with God, God will begin to speak to us and let us know what is going on around us, what is going on with our children, what is going on with our husbands. What is going on with our job? What is going on with our ministry? Praise God. If we take the time to relax in the presence of God, don't be so quick to move out of his presence. My God, I give you glory. When the court sits, the books are open. Present and future, you can ask him to reveal the scroll of the book of life to you, including past generations, covenants, those covenants of death and darkness that have been given access, amen, praise God, get kuyatarabashanda, that it access to demonic powers holding your bloodline captive. That's why we pray for our bloodline. We pray, glory to God, for our children. We pray, glory to God, for God to break every generational curse, amen, attached to us, praise God. Don't let anything demonic cross over into our future, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know, praise God, that we are not the best of children. We all went our way in time past, praise God. And yes, we're probably still repenting for some things that we have done and done to other people, praise God. But God already knows that, praise God. But this is a new thing that God says, amen, praise God. I want you to come before me, praise God. Always be pacific and always ask for a verdict and your favor. You need favor with God. Come on, somebody. Favor with man and favor with God. Come on, Holy Ghost. We need the favor of God to rest, rule, and abide on us, in us, and through us. That anytime we go before God and we're coming before him, hallelujah, he said, glory to God, rend your heart and not your garment. So therefore, praise God, hallelujah. See, we have to rend our heart to him, not just our garment. Our garment, praise God, is filthy rags, praise God. But if we begin to rend our heart to God, asking God to create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, oh God, God will make it right, praise God, with us, and then we can go to him, hallelujah, glory to God, with uplifted hands and get a verdict from the Lord, praise God. Sometimes your verdict may come through a dream, praise God. Sometimes your verdict may come through a prophet, praise God. Sometimes your verdict can come, amen, through the word of God. We got to understand, praise God, that the word of God is still yet talking to us. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Sometimes we want to answer, open the Bible. Open up the Bible. Spend time with him. Ask him to illuminate what he wants to talk to you about. Ask him, praise God, to show you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because he will do it, praise God. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who give it to them, what liberally and upbraided not. And he will bless you, praise God. As you get closer to him, hallelujah, glory to God, he will open up his good treasures to you. When we enter the courtroom, we may have to face the accuser. Who is the accuser? Who does the work of a persecutor in the heavenly court system? He is at work before God day and night and will seize on anything not covered by the blood of Christ and use it as legal grounds, come on somebody, as an accusation against us that blocks our access to the mercy of God. Why am I saying this to you, praise God, on today? Anything that's not covered in the blood of Jesus, that's righteous before him, praise God, he is going up there and he is going to try to accuse you, amen, before the Father. But let me tell you, people of God, you have access to the kingdom of God. You have access to the throne of God. You have access to the judge, the righteous judge that will judge the right way, praise God. The sin identified by the accuser may be ours or associated with the request we bring. For example, there may have been a covenant, an oath, a bondage made previous generation of a family that gives legal access to the enemy. See, praise God, we got the ones, amen, praise God, that don't they caught up our standard, that's dipping and dabbing, praise God, in witchcraft and all that kind of stuff, praise God. We got the ones, praise God, that's still a whoremonger, praise God. We got all those ones in our family, praise God, and we don't want to link up with nothing that is not of God, amen. So the covenant, asking God, any covenant that was unrighteous that I connected myself with, break that covenant in the name of Jesus. Any oath that I had spoken out of my mouth, God, that was not of you, Father God, I ask that you broke it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every bondage, God, made in our generation, God, connected to us, God, I ask that you sever it, Father God, hallelujah, of our family, Father God, that the enemy don't have no legal right in my life. The enemy accusation should not lead us to feel unworthy and turn away from God's mercy. Use the accusation as a useful conviction of sin and surrender these matters quickly to God. And we're talking, people of God. God will not force our will or override legally binding vows. Come on. Contracts or covenant that we have made or that have been made on our behalf by previous generation of our own family. See, that's why we pray, people of God. That's why we ask God to break what needs to be broke. We want our generation to be blessed, and we want our children to be blessed. We want our husband to be blessed. We want our grandchildren to be blessed. We want generation after generation after generation to be blessed in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. You know, let me, God just brought something to me. This morning, praise God, I had a dream. Let me just share this with you. I had a dream, and I seen Denzel Washington, and I seen him up in the sky. And it was, I seen his picture plain as day. And it was a Morgan Freeman. Him and Morgan Freeman, their picture was so beautiful in the sky, praise God. And I asked God, why are you showing me them? Hallelujah, glory to God. So what I did, I went into intercession and praying for him. Now, when I went on this morning, praise God, before the crash down of all the things that was going on today, praise God, when I went, amen, to put a song on, I see Denzel Washington come up. And he said, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, His daddy was saved, and his mama, they was all saved, praise God. And he got filled with the Holy Ghost, praise God. Now, can you imagine this man of God, praise God, filled with the Holy Ghost, with the speaking in tongues, doing all kinds of movies. But he said lately he'd been going in prayer. And when he'd been going in a prayer, amen, praise God, the Lord has been speaking to him. He said, feed my sheep. And he made a funny about it because he's in an interview. He said, God, there's many sheep out there. Feed my sheep, praise God. So that's what I'm saying, praise God. See, his mama and his daddy prayed. And now we see that God is calling him, amen, praise God, to bless the people of God, not only through finances, not only through pictures, but glory to God. He said, feed my sheep. Ah, glory to God. So we don't know, praise God, in life, we could be the curse breaker. We could be the intercessor for our family. We could be the one, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that the Holy Ghost uses, amen, to sever all the ties in our lives, to bring forth a glory over our children, over our family, and to generations to come. But you got to understand, and you have to believe that you are that one. You can go to the courtroom of heaven. You can go to the judge. You can make petition to the judge. You can intercede for your people, praise God. Hallelujah. What petition do you have for your children? See, those are petitions. I'm not just talking about prayer. I'm talking about petition. What do you want these kids to do? How do you want God to bless them? Be specific with your petition before the Lord. It might cause you to get a book out and start writing. What petition, amen, praise God, that you have before God that you want to bless your husband with, to bless your wife with, come on somebody, to bless your children with, to bless your finances, to bless your ministry. Those are petitions. You have to go before God and you have to spill it all out in the courtroom of heaven and allow the Holy Spirit to move and bring forth the verdict of what God said, if he's going to do it or he's not going to do it, praise God. And we know the prayers of the righteous availeth much, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I said I was teaching today. Glory, have mercy, Jesus. God, rapid judgment. God is longing to grant mercy. So once legal objections are dealt with, he will rule immediately. Somebody say immediately. He's going to answer my prayers immediately because I'm coming in a different kind of way now. There is no need for a plea and an argument before God in his courtroom. We simply hand him our needs and our circumstances, seeking his perspective and his ruling. As Jesus said in the parable, yes, Holy Spirit, in Luke 18:8, God will see that she gets justice and quickly. You know, when that woman went before God, amen, praise God, and she kept going before the unjust judge, amen, praise God. But we got a judge that sits high and looks low, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, and he's going to do that what he say he's going to do. When God has ruled on a matter in the courtroom, we do see rapid outcome on the earth, as in earthly court, the supplicant subject himself to the decision of the court. We must abide by God's decision, even though it may not be what we anticipate, because God comes, amen, and he answers sometimes in a different kind of way. We might have prayed the prayer of faith, amen, praise God, and we wonder what is going on. Why is this happening? Because he's rearranging things, amen, to put them in place that you shall be blessed. And sometimes, amen, when we pray, things come contrary to the will of God. That's what it looks like, but in reality, he's putting it in the right perspective, that things will happen in your life. So here the earthly courtroom requires lawyers to face the judge, bowing as we leave. Similar, as we leave the heaven courtroom, we seek the face of our God to acknowledge with honor and gratitude our favor. Come on, somebody. And in his birth verdict and his blessing. We will not feel the need to pray on that matter anymore. When you have released that thing to God, amen, praise God, and you have a witness in your spirit, you just start praising God for the outcome. We can now leave with God. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God today, amen, for the courtroom of heaven. Going before God. Going before him, praise God, and getting results. Somebody say, I'm getting results today, praise God. I'm going to get results in my prayer time. I'm going to get results, amen, because God is moving by his mighty power. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way. God is getting ready to bless us, people of God, but he wants, amen, to come to help. Yes, Holy Ghost, in a certain kind of way. Praise God. We just don't come and tell him what he ain't doing. Praise God. You come to him with reverence and respect. Amen. Praise God. You come to him loving on him, telling him how much he adored and how you adore him. Praise God. He's God. He is the rightful judge. He is all in all. Praise God. He is the king of the valley, people of God. He is the one, amen, that's going to answer our prayers. He is the one. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God for Jesus, amen, that stands before the judge and he makes intercession for us to the Father. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. So we thank Jesus today. Glory to God. Be standing before the glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Standing before God. Making intercession for us. Telling him all about our problems. Telling him all about the love that he bestowed upon us. Telling him, glory to God, of the blessings and being grateful that he's moving by his mighty power. We might not can't see what he's doing, but he is moving behind the scenes. Am I talking to somebody, glory to God, that know, praise God, that you need God to move in a supernatural way. There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is death. We got to make sure, praise God, that we are lined up with the spirit of the living God. We need God like never before in our life. So can I go to a song and I'll come right back, praise God. Let me get some water, praise God. Let me take a breath, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm coming right back, people of God. I bless God for all of you. Amen. Praise God. If you were looking for pastor keeping it real today, I am standing instead for the man of God. Amen. Blessing.
Come on, everybody. Come on, lift your hands up all over the place. Tell them how much you need him. Oh, we need God. Come on and bless his name. Oh, God. We need the fire. We need the fire. We need the fire. It's my desire. We need fire. We need the fire. We need the fire. It's my desire. On me, let it fall on me, let it fall on me, so the world can see we need it. Yes, we do. Come on, Myron.
The fire of Moses that he saw in the bush, send the fire like on the tabernacle that burned through the night. Let it blaze and lift us higher, the fire that will never retire. Refine us fire, let it purify our hearts. Oh, you gave the Holy Ghost and that with fire. And like on the day of Pentecost, design. Send the fire that shall not be quenched. Let it try us down within. Consume the fire. Let it burn within. We need the fire. We need the fire.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Yes, we need the fire. Amen. Praise God. We need that fire. Amen. As we begin to unlock our destiny, praise God, at the courtroom of heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Desires and the curses and the delays in our lives. Praise God. We thank God that he has given us the ability to go to his throne. Amen. Praise God. For yes, he is the rightful judge. Amen. That sits upon the throne. Hallelujah. He sits high and looks low, people of God. So I pray, praise God, that you was blessed today. Amen. Hallelujah. With the word of God. Hallelujah. And you are going to God in a certain kind of way. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Amen. You have been on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Calvin McNeil on this afternoon. Praise God. And we bless God for you, you, and you. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget, people of God, tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. Bishop Thurman Butler will be on Undisputed Truth Ministry. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget, hallelujah, glory to God, weekly word workout with Lady T. And don't forget, people, God, see, we got some things going on this altar. Altar of prayer. Come on, hallelujah. Releasing the word of God that people will be healed, delivered, and made free. I'm not talking about set free. I'm talking about made free. Because when you're made free, you are free indeed. Praise God. Hallelujah. So on Thursday, amen, we have Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen. Praise God. True Vine International Ministry. Praise God. That's on Thursday. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for the prayer time. Amen. That we've been having. Amen. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Set your clock 6 a.m. God has been truly moving. We call it now the altar of miracles. Amen. Because God is doing miracles on that altar. Praise God. And yours truly, I will be on there on Wednesday, 6 a.m., God willing. So with that being said, if you'd like to be a blessing to the ministry, amen, you may do so. And my phone number, praise God, the ministry number is 302-883-9799. You might need to be prayed for separately, whatever it may be. You might need to be saved, praise God. I can lead you there. Hallelujah. You might need to be mentored for the season, amen, praise God. With that being said, I'm going to pray out, praise God, and let the Lord have his way on this Monday evening. I'm thankful for you, you and you, all you listeners, amen, under the sound of my voice. So let me pray, hallelujah, and release a blessing upon your life, amen. Father God, I thank you. I praise you, God. I glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the courtroom of heaven today. And God, we come, God, and we make declarations to you, Father God, always, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But God, on tonight, we come in awe of loving you, telling you, God, all that matters within our hearts on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I come, God, tonight, Lord God, I ask that you bless each and everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you see and know what they're in need of, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray for them right now, God, that you'll release, God, release your miracle power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will move by your Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, if it's healing, God, if it's deliverance, whatever it may be, Father God, whatever they're in need of, Father God, you know, God, yes, Holy Spirit. So I present them to you, Father God. I present them in the courtroom of heaven on this night, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for the movement of the Holy Ghost on this line today, Father God. And I ask that you move by your mighty power now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Come on, church, let's say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Guess what, y'all? I love you, and so do Jesus. Have a blessed and wonderful Monday. God bless you all.